Yeah, we're holding the Gemara in Daf Samech Dalad Omer Aleph near the bottom. Kemos Kihodi to Kiyodi Rababa Bar Shemuni Rab Menashia Rab Yirmiyah Megifta had the Komifru Mehadodi Amar V'den Ho Yufti when they were going away from one another on the river, on the bridge of the river of Noho Yufti. Omer Kochad Menon one said to the other, Leima Milsad Leishmi L'Chavri. Let's say over something that the other one didn't hear about it. V'yama Mori Bar Ravuna. You should not leave your friend only by telling him over the Barhalokha. Because of this, he'll remember you. Whenever he thinks about this halokha, he'll remember you. One opened up and said, what's the difference between somebody that's found drank wine and somebody that's a shikur? That he can still talk to the king. So therefore, if he davens, he's yoytze mitzvah trilom. Shikur means kol sheni yochol davlof nehemelech. He's so shikur, he can't talk in front of a king. So then if you daven, you're not talking to Hashem, you're not yoytzi mitzvah tefila. Posach yidich v'yomos. The second one opened up and said, Hamachzik b'nichse ager. If somebody is zoyche in nichse ager, means a ger that dies, and he has no yorshim, so his nechosim becomes hefku. Whoever runs in zoyche in the first gets it. So you get it for nothing. Is mayasev yizkaimu b'yodui. What should you do? That I should stay in your hands. In other words, people shouldn't give you an iron horror that you just received a lot of money. What should you do? So you should be zeichah to keep it. As yikach bem sefer Torah, with part of the money, like Rashi says, b'miktsosam of the schar elu yiskaimu acherim biyodei. With a little bit of the money, go buy a sefer Torah. In other words, buy mitzvahs with it, and with chuzer, you'll keep the rest of the nechosim without any problems. Omer Rav Sheshes afilu baal benichta ishtoi. The same thing when you get married and your wife brings in a lot of nechosim, you get it all of a sudden a lot of nechosim, so there shouldn't be an ayin hara when you lose it. The same thing you should do with the bar mitzvah with the money of it. Well, at least with some of the money of it. Rava Rama Rava says, afilu ovat iskov ravach, afilu yistam did a business deal and you made a lot of profit from it, the same thing. So people shouldn't give you an ayin hara. You should spend some money and do mitzvahs with it. Even if you found a metziah, you found something that people lost, and you picked it up, and you found a lot of money, if you want to keep it, do it by mitzvah. If you just write tefillin with this money, that's also good. Even though you need the tefillin, even though you're doing the mitzvah for yourself, still if you do it by mitzvah with the money that you received, you'll be miskayim, the rest of it will stay by you. The Yom Rav Chonin Vitemir Rabbi Chanina. My Kro, where's the pasuk for this Yisoid? Like Rashi says, Dal Yidei, the Oved Vu Mitzvah Mekayim Biyodei. What's the right? If you do a mitzvah with some of the money, you'll be able to be Zeicha to keep the rest of it. The Yisiv, the pasuk says, Vayido Yisrael Neder. Has Yaakov Avinu made a Neder? So Rashi says, that Vechramti Loshin Hegdish. That he gave some stock, he gave like Hegdish. Vayidei Kach Nishmat Filosan Vinoflu Biyodim. Ideza Kodesh Baruch listened to Tfilah and it was Makoyim to see if it do a Dvar Mitzvah, it do a Tzokom with your money, are you able to listen to you? Omar Rami Bar Abba Derech Mil Vishino Kolshu Ma'afigin Efe Yayin. As before we had, if you drink Revius of Yayin, you shouldn't daven or you shouldn't paskin. So now we're saying if you take a walk and walk a mill, or you take a little nap, a little sleep, that takes away the effect of the wine. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rav Bar Avua. That's only if you only drank a revius of wine. Then we say walking a mill and sleeping a little takes away the effect. But let's say somebody drank more than revius of wine. Then kol shechen shaderuk tordosin. If you take a walk, if you walk a mill, if I care, it'll get you knocked out and you become worse off. V'shina mishachrosi. And if you take a little sleep, it'll make you worse. That doesn't take away the effect of the wine. And then you have to sleep a long time until you wake up by yourself. Fred Gemara, but derech mil masigo yain, is it true that if you only drink a revius of yain, you're telling me now walking one mil takes away the effect of the wine? For your tanya, we learned the maisa, and we'll soon see. By the end of the maisa, the Gemara asked the kasha what the question is. So far, we'll just explain now the maisa. For tanya, maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel, shoyer roichav al achamor, he was riding on a donkey. He was traveling from Akko to Kziv. He had his Talmud Rabbi Loi that was Meshamishim and was walking in back of him. Now, while they were walking, Rabbi Gamliel noticed there was a piece of bread on the ground. on the floor. Is So he told his Talmud Rabbi Loi, go pick up the piece of bread up from the ground. But he didn't tell him he's allowed to eat the bread. He just said, hold it. Then when they were walking down the street, they met a goy. So Rabbi Gamliel told the goy, Mav goy. Mashmi called him by his name. His name was Mav goyim. Tol galuskin halolu. Me Eloi. Go take this piece of bread that my Talmud here, Eloi, has. Is nitfolo Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Loi came, went over to the goy. And Omaloi. So Rabbi Loi asked the goy, Meichinata, from where are you from? Omaloi, my Yorush Oburgenen. That's where I came from this city. Omashmecha, what's your name? Mavgoi Ishmeni. My name is Mavgoi. So when Rabbi Gamliel called him by that name, it was his real name. So Rabbi Loi was astonished. Like, how did Rabbi Gamliel know his name? Is Kolomir Kircha Rabbi Gamliel Meyoilam? So he asked the goy, did you ever meet up? Do you know Rabbi Gamliel? Like, how come he knew your name? Omaloi Lav. The Nochri said, no, he never saw Rabbi Gamliel before in his life. So the Gemara B'yoseh sholomadnu shechiven of Gamliel b'ruach hakodesh. So Rabbi Loi, the Talmud said, at this time I see that my Rebbe has ruach hakodesh, and with ruach hakodesh he was mechaven to know the right name of this goy. Ushloisha dvorim lomadnu b'yoseh shol. So Rabbi Loi, I learned over three halachas from this maisa. Lomadnu shein mavirin aloichlin. One halach I learned is if there's food on the floor, you're not allowed to piss over it, you have to pick it up. That you go boss a roiv. In other words, this bread was lost by somebody. We want to know who was the owner of the bread. Now, since most of the people walking down the street are goyim, we nemon that this bread came from goyisha people. Therefore, it's called pat akum. That therefore, he didn't eat it. Rabbi Gamliel was not mad to Rabbi Loi to eat the bread. He only told him give it to a goy later on. The third chiddush I learned from here was that Shechem Tzoy Shel Nochri Achra Pesach Muta Banu. As this maestro was right after Pesach, and still he found the bread, and he had Hanor from the bread, because by giving the bread to this goy, the goy was like Makya Toiv, like thank you, gave a thank you to Rabbi Loi, that was like he had Hanor from it. And even though it's Chometz, a Shavuol of a Pesach, but still we say, go bas a roiv, and this bread came from a goy, so goy's bread after Pesach, it's Muta Banu. That's what we learned from these halachas, from this maestro. So Drashi Nitpolei Rebbe Loi Niskara Beis Lanochri Mavgoi Shemene Kach Shemene Mivin Aloichlin Hamoitzi Yochlin Baderech Eni Rishor Lavra Leim Onichim Shom. If you find bread on the floor, you can't leave it over, you have to pick it up. So he learned three things. Shol Chamacha Reiv Over Yidrochim Mi Deloi Isharu Len Rebbe Loi Lemichlinu. How come he didn't let Rebbe Loi eat this bread? The Achaskinu the Cheskas Pitin Shanochim. His Abshat was Renemdon Stoma this Pitin Shogoyim Sharoiv Over Yidrochim Lochim Hein Shachemtsoy Shonochri, Shachra Pesachoye. Is Mutebanoch going Hokadiko Toivas Hanolonochri? If you're having Hanor, the fact that Goy is going to thank you for giving him the bread, still it's Mutter. Because that's the locha, that Chometz, Shavuol of a Pesach, that belonged to a Goy, is Tanka Mutebanoch. And that's where we hold the locha. Fight them. So the Gemara Kivan Shagil Echziv, once over Gamliel came to Keziv, is Bo Echod Lishal Anidroi. Some Ayid from that city came out to ask from Gamliel to matter his neder. He made a neder, and he wanted the Chochon to be matter it. Omar was there, Shimoi. So Rabbi Gamliel told his Talmud, Rabbi Loi, Klum shasin revias yayin hotalki. Did I drink a revias of a yayin hotalki recently? Because if I did drink it, why says then I can't be matter neder, I can't paskin. Omar Loi, so Rabbi Loi said, hey, yes, Yitzhak just got finished drinking a revias yayin. Im Kane, so Rav Gamliel said, if that's so, Yitayil Achreinu, or Yitayil Achreinu, let us take a little walk now, Achriyafig Yenu, until the effect of the wine goes away, then I'll be able to be Mati Yenedim. Yitayil Achreim Gimu Milim, and they walked for 3 milim, Achriyagil Asulma Shotsura, till they came to this place. Is Kivan Chagil Asulma the Tsura, as soon as Rav Gamliel came to Asulma the Tsura, is Yorad Rav Gamliel Menachamor, Rav Gamliel got off his donkey. And he dressed himself and he put a talus around him. The Yoshev and he sat down. The Hitir Loi Nidroi. And then he was Mata, this person's Nedir. He made a Taras Nedorim. So the Gemara of Aharbe Devorim Lomadlu B'Yeshashur. So at the Talmud Rabbi Loi, I learned a lot of things from this Maisa. One thing is Lomadlu Shereviyas Yain Hotalki Mishakir. One thing is that drinking Reviyas Yain makes you shikir, that you're not allowed to paskin. That's why Rabbi Gamliel did not want to paskin until first he walked and made the effect of the wine go away. V'lomadnu shikar al yoru. Another thing is, I learned that a shikar taka can't paskin. V'lomadnu shederach masbigus ayayin. I also learned that if you walk down the road, that takes away the effect of the yayin. V'lomadnu another halacha shein mafirin nedorim, that when a chochem is matir and neder, he should not be loy rochov, not riding, v'loy mahalach, not walking, v'loy oimid, not standing. Elo yoshev, only sitting. Because that was this mitzvah when Gamliel got off the chamor and sat down when he was matir neder. So the Gemara Katoni Mias, we learned from here, shloisha milim. Akoponim, it says here, Gamliel walked 3 mil. So this is the stereo we had. At the beginning, we learned, if you only drink revius wine, if you walk a mil, that takes away the effect. And here we see Rav Gamliel had to walk 3 mil. And for the Gemara, 2 terutzim. 1 terutz is, shani yain ho talki de mishacher. 2. I tell you, this wine that he drank, yain ho talki, that special wine, this wine made him more shikur. Therefore, he had to walk more than a mil. For the Gemara, if that's true, that this wine made him worse, I have omer rab nachem and omer rabba baravua. Loi shonu ela sheshos revius. When do we say that if you walk a mil, it's good, if you only drank a revius of yayin? I will show some yoysim revius, but if somebody drank more than a revius of yayin, then fakert, we said, that kol shekein derech todosoi, for surely the walking will make it worse, will make you weak and torrid, and you'll get more shikim. Veshina meshach rosoi, and your sleeping, a little bit sleep, will make you worse off. So how come Rabbi Gamliel took a walk of 3 miles, How does that help you? For saying if you drank more than a revius, like here you're saying this special wine is like more than a revius, it should be, walking shouldn't help you. And for the Gemara, Rochov Shani. Rabbi Gamliel did not walk. Rabbi Gamliel was riding on a chamor. So when you ride on a chamor, that doesn't affect you so much. That's not like walking. And Achnami, walking is no good if you drink too much. But riding is okay. So at the Gemara, Hashta the Yasl Hochi, won't you tell me this chilik? That there's a difference between walking and riding. There's no stira to the first halachom. It could be this yain no talki is like regular wine, and all he drank was just a revius of yain. So the question was, before we said if you drink a revius of yain, you only have to walk a mil. And the question was, how come here Rabbi Gamliel walked 3 mil? The Torah says Rabbi Gamliel didn't walk; he was riding. Reichiv shani. So when you ride on a chamor and a chnami, riding 3 mil is like you walk the mil. So it's the exact same sheet as no machlekes. So the Gemara, Eini, V'omer Rav Nachman, Mafir in the Dorim, Bein Mahalach, Bein Oimed, O Bein Rochus. Hey, so how come, why did Rav Gamliel Badavka have to sit down? I, Rav Nachman, said you can be made for an Eder, even if you're walking, even if you're standing, and even if you're riding. So why did Rav Gamliel Badavka sit down? And for the Gemara and Echnami Tanoi, I'll tell you that it's a machlokes Tanoim, if you have to sit down or not. So what? What's the machlokes? The ikolaman de yoma poischim becharota. When you want to be matur and neder, the chochem can't just say mutu mutloch. He has to find the charota. The charota means you have to say, if I would have known this and this would have happened, I would have never made the neder. In other words, I have charota, I feel bad that I made the neder. Rashi says, "Poischim mecharota, tzorech lechochom limtzay pesach lishoil." He has to find a pesach, an answer for the person that wants to take away his neder. Shiel lepischin pe. He has to have some type of a pischin pe, some type of an excuse. Loi melodas ken lo nedarti. That if I would have known this and this would happen, I would have never made the neder. Vilu ayisu yodeya shekein hu lo yisu neder benimtzay neder nekem yelo. That's the pshat for a pesach. That I find something that if you would have known, you would have never made the neder. So it's as if the neder was betoyis metchila, and you're right to the neder mikora. So you have to find the charota. V'ikolaman diomer, there's a man diomer that says, no, ain't poischim charota. You don't have to find the charota. Strashi ain't sorok lefech lebe charota. Ela achochem oikroi. The chochem has a koyach to be matur and neder. Afal pi sheinu moitiloi tam akira. Even though he doesn't find any reason for the akira. Now Rabbi Gamliel saw was the Rashi command the yomer poischim. You do have to have a charota. Lefika chutzvach yishav hadas lechashev eze pesach yimtzuloyim. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel had a badafka sit down to have his mind perfect, a good yishav hadas to find a good charota. Mashenken Rav Nachman that says you could be matan nedra filu standing is a pshat. You don't have to have a charota. You don't need such a yishav hadas. So tomorrow, the yomer Rabba Barachon Om Rabbi Yechinen, my posach le Rabbi Gamliel lehu gavra. What was the pesach that Rav Gamliel said for this person, that the Pasuk says in Mishle, Yoishboita Kimedakorois Cherif, that sometimes you speak out something, it's like you stab yourself with a sword. V'loshen Chachamim Merapim. What the Chum say, that heals you. What does that mean? That Kol HaBoite, whoever speaks out a neder, says out a neder, is Roy L'doikwe B'cherif. He's Roy, he should be stabbed with a sword. Elo, what's the Yetzah? She'loshen Chachamim Merapim. Go and be matter your neder, that's merapa you. Trashi kol aboita anoy de neder. Is roi la doikroi dum dwais, but dum olay mekayim loy. Maybe you won't be mekayim your neder. Vayno pesach, this is the pesach, the komolay. Ilu ha yisir day, if you would have known. She also limdo, it's not nice to make a neder. V'chayiv miso ato alov, yishno yichayiv miso, chlum ha yisir neder, v'yom olay heich loy. And the other person said, no, I thought I wouldn't have done it. So that's enough of a pesach. You did something wrong by making a neder, but you have an etzer out. Go to a chochel and be matter the neder, and you won't be over your etzer. Here's the more of item. Om Amar, we learned before, v'yein mavir na loichlin. One of the lochas was if you see food on the floor, you have to pick it up, or at least bread. Omar Rabbi Yechon Meshum Meshum Ben Yechoy. Lo yishonu ala b'deros ha'rishonim. That was only in the generation before. That the Jewish daughters were not Isaac and Kshofim and doing magician, a Kishif. But now in generations, that the Bnei saw the daughters of Yidden do a lot of Kishif, a lot of magician, is Mavirin. Then you're allowed to go over the bread. Because we're afraid that there's some Koyach they have, they could put into the bread, that if you touch it, you'll get hurt, so you're not Makhuyev to pick up the bread. So the Maratona Shleim Mavirin, if it's true, if you find a whole piece of bread, you should leave it there. Of Absisin Ein Mavirin. But if you find a piece of bread, on a piece of bread there, the Kishiv don't do anything to it, then you have a din, you're supposed to pick it up. Omle Rabasle Rabashi, V'yapsisin Loyavdin, and by pieces of bread, Kishiv Machas don't do anything to. V'yaksiv, the Pasuk says, V'tachalalena Oisi Elami B'shole Shoyrim, that the Klayaso did Chatoim, about sholei shurim means a handful of barley, or the suchei lechem and with tuchei lechem with pieces of bread. So you see, they did do like kishif with pieces of bread. And for the Gemara, the shakli biagrayu, not the pshat, they did the kshofim with it. Just they took that for the reward for their pay for doing the kishif. They took the pieces of bread, but really pieces of bread they don't do kishif on. Yeah, so the Gemara writes, Omar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rebeloza Ben Azariah. Yocholani lifter as kol olam kule min adin. He says that he could pater, he can excuse Klai Yisrael by the din when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a judgment, like Rashi says. Litter na kol Yisrael na Kodesh Baruch Hu davish yifteru kule medina losed lovei. He has an excuse for Klai Yisrael losed lovei when Hashem has tainis. How come it did averus? What's the answer to Rashi? Lo yimeshen shikurim. He'll say that Klai Yisrael is like a shikur. And they're not responsible for the various they're doing. Again, Yochani lifter as kol elam kule min adin miyom shechoru beis mitish v'adachshav. From the Churban Abayis until now, and all these generations, he has an excuse for us. Why? Shenema the pasuk says, "V'chein Shimon azoyis aniyah v'shikurois v'loy miyayin." That Klai Yisrael is like an aniyah, poor person, or shikurois, he's like a shikur, like a drunk person, v'loy miyayin. He's not from drinking wine, but Poshita means from the Tzoros. From the Tzoros we go through, from the Tzoros we have from the Goyim, it makes us like Shikr. And Memela, he holds by Tzoros that a Shikr is Potem in Averis. If a Shikr doesn't Aver, it doesn't get an Einish for it. So that's the excuse we have, if we do Averis not to get an Einish, that we're like a Shikr. So for the Gemara Meis, we have a Kasher on this. Shikr, the Loch is somebody that's drunk. Mekhe Mekach, if he sells something, it's sold. Or he buys and sells something, whatever he does, the kinyan is chal. Over avera sheish ba misa ma misa noisai. If he does the chil le Shabbos or his boil nerva, he's chayiv misa for it. Malka noisai. Does the chet that deserves malkas, he gets malkas for it. Klali sheldav. What's the klal here? Hareyu ki pekeh lechol dvar. He's called like he pekeh like a normal person. Ela shepotim menatfila. The only thing a shikur is a drunken person. He's potter from davening. So what do you mean you're potter us from everything? We're mechuyev in all mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, my yechon lifter, what do you mean to say he has an excuse to potter us? Dekomar nami midin tefillah. His my yechon lifter midin dekomar. when he said, what did he mean to say, he could find an excuse for us? Midin tefillah. He means to part us from davening. So since we're like shikur, we don't have enough, we're Torah now, we can't have enough kavanah by davening. When do we say that if he sells or buys it's chal and he has an oinish, if he does the avera, if he's drunk, stam a drunken. But if he gets so shikul like Lot was, that's mamash, he's not responsible for what he does then he's potter mikulam. Then he's potter from the mitzvahs, and the avera he does is not called an avera, and the mekach, if he buys or sells something, it's not chal. That's called ein boy das klal, and he has no dinim then. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Chanina, kol ha-mafik mogen b'shaz gaiva. If somebody holds, the Baal HaGoyin according to Rabbi Chanina, mafik means holds himself back. It's called ha-mafik, he holds himself back, Mogen, Rashi learns it means from davening shmonesoy, mogen avrom. B'shaz gaiva is b'shaz like he's high. In other words, he's like shikur, is soigrin v'chois mitzoras badoy. They lock up and sign up the tzoras that you come to him and don't give it to him. As b'schus, you don't daven. When you shikur, you will not get tzoras. Shenema, the Pasuk Niyev says, Gavu afika maginam. I held back my gaiva. Esogar choysem tzar. That's why they locked up and sealed up my tzoras. I didn't get the tzoras. So the more my mash from adai afik lishtu diavurayu. What's the raya from this Pasuk? You're telling me now, gaiva afika means he held back maginam. He held back his davening. B'shashi was gaiva. B'shashi was a little bit shikur. What's the raya? Afik means lishna of holding it back. You see, yavoru going away, going past, leave, going over it. That's lishna afikim, means not doing it, leaving it behind. So Rashi, Shaina mafik. So Rashi, ha mafik mogen, ha mavir tfilas mogen avroam shaina waimu. In other words, you don't daven b'shash a little bit shikur, b'shash gaivo, b'shash shichrus. Ainu mispalu b'shashi, a little bit shikur. You don't daven. That's a schus that soigrin trashi a shaloi yaviolov. You won't get sorrows come upon you. That's the way Rabbi Chanina learned that kol amapik means do not daven. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol she'enoi mapik itmar. He holds no. He holds by source the word mapik means to uncover, to say it out loud. So therefore he says kol she'enoi mapik. If you don't say it out loud, in other words, if you don't daven b'shash yashikur, then it's good. So his girsa was kol sheinu mafik gitmer. So the more my mashma the high mafik lishin de gluyu. What's the right that lashon of mafik means lashon of uncovering to saying it out. Therefore, he's saying if you do not say it out, it's a good thing. That was uncovered the moistes table to see afiki means lashon of ayiglu uncovering. So therefore, his girsa was whoever does not uncover the tefillah. Now, whoever does not daven, it's a schus. So, drashi sheinu mapik yitma. Nay mapik lishtin de gluyuhu. Vachikoma. Kol sheinu megale tefillah b'shash shichrus. Kleima sheinu mispalu. If you don't daven b'shash shikur, that's a good thing. Then, b'schus zeh, they'll hold back the tzaras from you. So, the more michti, kro mashma bein lamar bein lamar. My benayu. In other words, if suk in both ways, a sarai both ways, is there any nafkimina which way the two ways we're learning? That Rabbi Chanina said, or whoever holds back his tefillah, whoever does not daven. And Rabbi Yechanan said, Eloshin, whoever does not uncover it. Is there any nafkimina? So the Gemara, yes. Ikir benayu to Rav Sheshis. There's nafkimina between the loch of Rav Sheshis. The Rav Sheshis, Mosa, Shinse, Leshamay. When Rav Sheshis was a little bit shikur, before he davened, he went to take a nap, but he didn't wait until he woke up himself. He told his shamash that to wake him up. In other words, he only went to sleep for half an hour, and then he had somebody wake him up. Is that enough? Is that good enough to daven? So Rashi learns, Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina, diyama avure boy, according to Rabbi Chanina, it says that you're not supposed to daven mishash shikur, less than the Rav Sheshis. It's no good, Rav Sheshis is eitzah. The osel is spal ad sheyir mi'olof. You can't daven unless when you go to sleep, you wake up by yourself. In other words, you have to have a very good sleep. It's not enough just to take a fasty. You have to have a good sleep. Mashenkein, according to the other man, the Yom Amar Yitzhak the Rav Sheshis. If you learn like the Bjechlin, it's just the thought, you should not like uncover your davening, because if you don't daven right away, that's good. Right. Omer Rav Chiyah Barashi Yom Rav. Kol she'ein daitum yusheves olav. If you don't have yishev adas, your mind is not at peace, is al yispal. You should not daven. Don't daven shemun esrei. Mishum she'nemer, the pasuk says, batzar al yoyrit. When you have tzaras, don't paskin. Rashi says, this pasuk, v'dakti yachra mikru zeh, v'yena b'chol aksuvin. V'shem ha'b'sefer ben siruhu. It's not a pasuk enach anywhere. Maybe it's a pasuk ben siruhu. Lako ponim, when you have tzaras, don't daven and don't paskin. Now, the Maitre, they said, is not magei b'zman zeh. This was only b'zman, they used to daven with a lot of kavona. Therefore, if something is bothering you, you can't daven with the kavona you should have, you should not daven. But b'zman zeh, we don't have that much kavona, and it doesn't make a difference if something's bothering us or not, still we're supposed to daven. But avad and avad, you have to try your best to be mechabim as much as you could. You have to know the pure shamilus and obvious akoponim, and you have to try your best to be mechabim. But even if we're not mechabim, still be daven. Weiter. Rabbi Chanino b'yoyim ederosach. A day that he got a little bit angry that day, le matzli. He didn't daven that day. Since he was bothered a little bit that day, he didn't go to daven. Omer, he said, the pasuk says, batzar al yoyre. When you have a little bit tzaras, don't pasken. Batzar al yoyre, ksif. Mar ukfo b'yoyim ederosach lo yehevin nofag levedina. Hez mar ukfo, the day of b'yoyim ederosach, means Rashi learns the day that the wind was blowing very strong outside, so it bothered him a little bit. He did not go to Bezdin to Paskin then. He did not have a clear das then, and he didn't want to Paskin then. Rashi, Yoyim Adishusa means Ruach Duroimis, the south wind, Menashevis Boib Chazokit, blows very strong. So he didn't have a Yishuv Adas, he didn't go to Paskin then. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchot, Hilchasa Boi Tzilusa Ki Yoyim Adishtina. That when you want to learn, Hilkaso is Boi Tzilusa Ki Yoyma Diyistana. You have to have a clear day, like the day of Diyistana. Trashi Tzilusa means Das Tzilula. Before you learn, before you paskin, you have to have a clear mind. Ki Yoyma Diyistana, Trashi Shemana Sheves Ruach Tzvenis. That's when the north wind blows. Yoyim Oyrohu, it's a nice day, a nice light day. V'noyech Lakol, it's pleasant for everybody. Kediyama B'yivam, it's Perakorul. If Neima Loimolu Yischova Midruf Neishaloi Noshva Bo Ruach Tzvenis, you see the north wind is very good. Avav Yoyim Adishusa Amar Hosam Loimalinim Bei Vloimesokonim Bei. But the day that it's windy, then we don't make the milah. So I call upon him on the when the north wind is blowing, that's a pleasant day. That's the type of atmosphere. Then you should paskin. If you have a clear Yishuv Adas, then you should paskin. Omer Abaye. I omroli ein korav kutcho leitanoi. His Abaye said, if my mother, some say it's not really his mother, it was a stepmother, because his real mother died as soon as he was born. Of the Omra Abaye, im omroli ein, if my mother told me, korav kutcho, like his mother said, go do me something, go bring me a glass of milk, so leitanoi, Abaye couldn't learn so good. In other words, Rashi leitanoi, Rashi kriva kutcho, afilu tzivoy avoyde kal, even a small commandment, for Yisim of Atelus Oisi, will be about to me for my learning. Loita, Noita Trashi, Lo Yisi, Sherna Kamosha Shanisi. He couldn't learn the way he used to learn. In other words, Abaye had so much concentration when he was learning that the little bit disturbance, a little bit Sibu to do, stopped him from learning. Now, we're not going into the Shala of Mitzvah Tzibudavayim as Doicha learning or not Doicha learning. Just saying in Mitzvah that any little bit of thing that he had to do stopped him from learning. So he sat down to learn, he made sure he has nothing to do at all, only to learn. Omar Rova, kino leitanoi. If he got a bite from the lice, from his clothing, he couldn't learn that day. It also bothered him a little bit. He didn't have a yishuv adas, he couldn't learn. Same thing. He learned with so much concentration that any little thing bothered him. If anything that bothered him, he couldn't have that concentration, he couldn't learn so good. So the Gemara, mar bre de ravino of the leime. Ma bread ravin, his mother made for him zayin monay lezayin yoimi. She prepared for him 7 different pairs of clothing for the 7 different days of the week. In other words, she wanted to make sure that nothing bothered him, because he could sit and learn peacefully. So she wanted to make sure there was no lice on the godim to bite him, so he should be gesteret. She made sure every day he had a nice clean pair of clothing. Omer Rav Yehuda, night was created for sleeping. In other words, we'll soon see the ikar learning should be by day, and night was created for sleeping. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon says, no, just the opposite. Lo ivra siyura edel gyrsa. You should know the moon was only created for learning. Because he's saying at night time it's meant for learning. And we'll soon see later, Terah, that there's no theory here. I'm relaying the Reb Zera. So somebody told to Reb Zera, oh, mechadadin shemai techo. You're learning, you said a very good shiur today. Mechadadin means very sharp. You said a good sharp shiur today. Omalu, so he answered back, your mom and Ninu. This is the Torah that I learned in the daytime. In the daytime with a clear das, he had a good yeshiva das that day, he learned very good. He was mechadish this today. Yeah. So the Gemara, famous maisa here, Brate de Rav Chizda, Omrole, Brate de Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, Loiboy mar mina purta, Tati, how come you don't take a little bit nap? Like Rav Chizda was a big masmid, he used to learn day and night. So his daughter said, take a little bit of a nap, rest a little bit. Oh my Lord, he answered back to her,